The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You're listening to Pure Rock Radio. Feed your addiction. Yeah!
Hey, this is Derek from Tomb Mold, and you're listening to Radioactive Metal.
Welcome to Radioactive Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Corrine, and Aaron.
Horns up, everyone! Welcome to a tremendous episode of Radioactive Metal! This is episode 549. Almost gonna be a milestone. And I'm Snowy White.
This is Will, thanking everyone tuning in on Pure Rock Radio, as well as those who like, share, subscribe to any of their podcast aggregators. We bring it up every now and then, but it does help out shows a lot, especially shows at our level. So thank you to those who are, sharing episodes, who are still downloading the episodes. Tell a friend.
Definitely. So how is everything going with you?
Things are going all right. I am eagerly itching, borderline got a rash. My Moontooth Mega Bundle is finally come in the mail, chomping at the bit to tear it open. It's a sizable package. That's what she said. And I can't wait to tear into it. I might even use my hands. I might not just dive in with my just rend the tape and the cardboard with my teeth.
Good. I'm glad that you're stoked and you're ready to rock. It's going to be a kick-ass episode. We have got one killer creature feature. It's a band that just last year really, really came into their own and just tore it up in the underground. And they absolutely deserve all of the accolades that have been thrown upon them the last 365 days. Before we kind of get there and get off and running, there's a couple things that I kind of want to acknowledge that's of interest to metal fans and our listeners. First, the bad news. I just found out today. Actually, both of these items I just found out today as we speak. Found out. Are you familiar with the movie George Romero's Day of the Dead?
Am I familiar with George Romero's Day of the Dead?
Okay. All right, sorry. Yeah. Now that I think about it, I already asked you about Dawn of the Dead last week or whatever. Well.
Snow, you and I are on the same page as far as the metal, the horror movies. The band VHS. Like we're all on the same page here.
Okay. I'm gonna keep that in mind. I gotta start giving you more credit. I just found.
Yeah. Out... I know how you feel about us young whippersnappers, but
Trust me. I get mistaken for you whippersnappers all the time myself, I'm proud to say.
Yeah, sure you do.
I do. Anyways, Unfortunately, remember in said Day of the Dead, Captain Rhodes, like the real scumbag that got torn in half, famously in that episode. Yeah, actor Joe Pilato passed away. And it's like, oh, I just found that out today. It's like, yeah, you know what? Those Romero films are big, you know, within the metal community and all that. Like, all horror in general and metal, they all kind of go together and all that. So it's definitely... I thought I would throw that out there and share that. That's too bad. But on the plus side, 34 years ago today, up here in the Great White North, Canadian death metaler Slaughter, the original Slaughter, had
that
their
band that did Fly to the Angels, right?
They slaughtered
them. So cool, man.
Slaughter had their very first gig 34 years ago today as we speak. They were supporting Sacrifice, the legendary Sacrifice, at the legendary Larry's Hideaway in Toronto. Okay, admission, $2.
Well, yeah, that was like, an hourly wage back then.
I was like, wow.
You guys probably scraped together your farthings and, cashed it in.
Yeah, I would have loved
birthdays. You know what else recently had a birthday, Snowy?
Who's that?
The Sad Wings of Destiny album.
Oh.
Blue, shouts out Blue. Mm-hmm. Recent guest. Recent cameo appearance. He's a big Priest fan, and he agrees that Sad Wings of Destiny might just be the greatest Priest album of all time. But he posts a lot of stuff on his Instagram, like whenever like a big album has like a birthday or something like that, like he always posts about it. And recently, Sad Wings of Destiny, it's like, hell yeah.
It's a classic.
The sound is a far cry from how they sound now. So you figure when that came out, like songs like The Ripper and like Victim of Changes were
that was wild stuff. That was heavy shit, man. right on. Yeah, I did not know that, and yeah, it's always good to take a moment out of our busy schedules to acknowledge all of this stuff. Of course, our condolences go out to the Pilato family. But another thing on the plus side is TrueCavaltCoffee.com. I'm enjoying. That's right. Yeah.
That's TrueCavaltCoffee.com. You can also find them on Facebook. Like the page, get notified. Check them out on Instagram. TrueCavaltCoffee. It's good to follow this stuff because you Sean posts funny content, also notifies you about sales, and they put on a lot of sales, a lot of bundles. Buy one, get one half off t-shirts, you get mugs, you can get coffee, and you can get a subscription even, Snowy, so that they will monthly send you coffee to you. Like clockwork. But comes with music too.
It does.
I'm eagerly awaiting what the April April bands are going to be.
They're going to kick ass. I know that
the last couple months have been setting the bar awfully high.
Going to be tough.
What's going to be tough for me, Snow, is that I'm going to have to miss out on the pop-up that they're doing on April 14th in Cincy at Top Cats at the Psychroptic Show. They've got support from Cannabis Corpse, Gorod, Macabre, and local acts Vermin and Treason. That is April 14th. Tickets are available, and that is in Cincinnati, Ohio at Top Cats. So if you are in the Cincinnati area, stop in, say what's up to Sean, buy some coffee, say Radioactive Metal sent you, tell him that Will is still waiting for those chocolate covered espresso beans to be available in the web store.
Right on. And like this these pop-up bars are perfect, because I know, like, when I'm when the show's about ready to start and I'm ready to rock, like, you need that pep, that pick-me-up, that okay, let's rock and roll, because I got a night of lemmings and moshing to do here. So yeah, nice big cup of Trunkvold coffee just as you're going into the venue. Ooh, that would be perfect. And I got some Trunkvold coffee right now. Here,
I've got in
my Motley Crue mug.
I've got to get some. I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I did try a bag of the Cafe Storm, and I found it better than most other coffees. But I will. The caveat to this is I don't have a very good coffee maker. So I always end up with grinds in my coffee, no matter how little I try to put in the cheap little filter things.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a big old Trunkvold coffee sticker on my, 60-ounce water bottle that I bring to work. I've got a sticker on my car. And I've got that snazzy red travel mug that they put out a while ago that was only available for sale one day. So you really can miss out on stuff really quick if you're not up on the social media happenings.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely go to the website, buy a shirt, buy some coffee.
Yeah. And that is April 14th at Top Cats in Cincinnati. That's TrueCavaltCoffee.com. TRVE Cavalt, KVLT Coffee.com. As well in April. April 19th and 420, the very next day, Ninja Cat Productions proudly presents the Manitoba Metal Fest up here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, at the Park Theater. Pretty much, you know what? I'm going to say it. The Park Theater, if you have not seen this place, it is far and away the best damn venue you are going to find. Every band that comes through town, they take one look at it and they say, holy shit, this is the best venue like we've played all tour.
They tell that to all the pretty girls now.
and I understand why they say it. It's an absolutely beautiful venue.
It's a shame for you guys, because if it's such a beautiful venue, but nobody ever goes up there.
We do all right. Case in point, the Manitoba Metal Fest. We'll headlinings are coming from Tech Deathster's Origin and Hardcore Bashers Power Trip. Okay, like that. Those bands alone are totally worth the price of admission. But throw in Season of Mist recording artists Ken Mode, Into Eternity is back, To Live a Lie recording artist Flash Out, Escapist artist with Withdrawal, and there's a total and there's a metric shit ton of really good local bands, to round out the evening. It's just going to be an absolutely fantastic time. So if you can get to Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, April 19th, and then the next day, 420, You should come and find Snowy and have a Lemmy with him, and it'll just be one hell of a good time. So, once again, the Manitoba Metal Fest, be there, unless you're dead. And if you are, then get a necromancer.
It's a little far away, Snowy. It's a little far away for me.
But not.
Maybe I'll try to shoehorn it in a couple of years.
Right on. But in the meantime, how about we get into our metal fix? But before we do that, how about let's drop a track in honor of Trunkvold Coffee and all the cool stuff going down in Cincy in April. How about a Cannabis Corpse, because we love Landfill. He's such a great guy. Something off the latest Left Hand Pass record. How about the 420th 420 Crusade? We'll be right back.
you've been very busy this week. Here's our metal fix.
You know what, dude? I'm going to go first this time because I really don't have a whole hell of a lot. Like, with our recording schedule and all that, like, pretty much, it just hasn't been very much going on. Even, like, not only just doing the whole metal thing and all that, but just the metal world in general, there's just hasn't been very much. I guess in the metal world, the big thing was that Motley Crue movie, The Dirt, debuting. And I never even got to that yet.
I haven't got to it either.
Yeah. I just had so many other things going on. You know, I've had some family occasions, and we took in instead of the Motley Crue movie, I took my brood to see the Captain Marvel movie, and we took in a hockey game. Okay.
Also nice.
I took in a Jets game. Yeah. And when Kyle Connor scored his hat trick, okay, it's just kind of funny and metal related. When he scored his hat trick, as you know, like with hockey, it's tradition when someone scores a hat trick for guys or girls to throw their baseball cap out onto the ice in acknowledgement. You know, it's one of the traditions. If you don't follow hockey, You're learning something new, okay?
Well, no, I'm not throwing my True Cult Coffee snapback out on any hockey
rink. That was it exactly. When all these hats are going onto the ice, I turned and looked at Mrs. Snowy and said, "Nope, I am not throwing my nuclear assault hat on the ice. Fuck that. I bought that right off of Danny Lilker himself. So there's no way. No. But yeah." Yeah, I had so much going on, like, just non-metal related, so I don't really have a whole hell of a lot, but some cool tunes that did come across my desk. The new Noisem record is available now, courtesy yes. of 20 Bucks Spin, Cease to Exist.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, oh, that's an incredible band. We've had them on in the past, and I remember talking to them, and just it's like, who are these kids? Are you guys old enough to be in this establishment that, you know, has liquor and all that? But they've certainly come a long way, and it's yeah, a lot of killer thrash with that new record. On the flip side of that, as well, across my desk, and it's been out for a while now, I guess for about a month now, but the latest Rotting Christ, Heretics, I was sharing that with my neighbors earlier this morning. Shall we say?
I'm sure they appreciated it as much as Mrs. White appreciated the ACXDC record.
No doubt. Well, the neighbors have never complained before, and they've heard the brutal metal cranking all hours of the night. So, yeah. So that's, I hate to say it, dude, but that's pretty much it. For me, yeah, you get a chance. Check out the new Noisem and the latest Rotting Christ. These are some wicked records. Yeah. What about you, dude?
Well, Snowy, I'll use that point to segue. You're talking about killer records, because a couple things I have, I'll deal with records, you know, physical or otherwise. Mm-hmm. I'll start out by saying, you know, shouts out to the Moontooth guys. They have sold out the first pressing of their upcoming album. Oh, wow. Now have a second pressing available. So if you missed out on the really snazzy green record, you can now get like a smoky gray translucent. But I'm very happy and proud of them. It was a pleasure to have them on the show last week. Also, talking new records, my friends in Conforza, as this airs on Pure Rock Radio, I'll be hanging out at the Shaskeen in Manchester. Waiting for the Conforza CD release show to begin. It's also their tour kickoff with the fine folks in Dark Waters End from Philly.
Oh, right on.
With support from local bands Villainous, Womb Eater, and Where They Hide. And it's a free show.
Oh, my favorite four-letter F-word.
Shaskeen, baby. You know, you show up, you buy merch, you buy drinks, the bands leave with money. That's how it works.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And, you know, this, it's a really important show for me because I would argue that I wouldn't be doing stuff like this if it wasn't for Conforza. They're the band that made me want to get more involved and want to follow what's happening in my local area.
Right on.
This is a big deal for me. Going to be picking up the new long sleeve, going to be picking up the new album. It was supposed to come out last year because the show I went and saw them at, and it was, I think it was end of October. It was supposed to be the release show. And then something came up where it wasn't the release show anymore. But this is it. This is the release show. I've seen pictures of the CDs. They exist. But I'm very excited to talk to them and hang out with them again. And Dark Waters End guys. It's been just about a year exactly since I've seen the guys in Dark Waters End. So I'm looking forward to that as well. And really, you know, another record, you know, it didn't quite come across my desk, you know, maybe it kind of skipped a little. Jesse, who plays guitar in Conforza, and also in a band called Graveborn from around here, put out a cool album last year, sent me a message, like I was going through my messages, you know, reaching out to people I haven't talked to in a while, and he had sent me a message. He's like, hey, because I was sharing, you know, YouTube links or whatever, because it was like 2 a.m. or probably something like that. I was playing Xbox and, like, listening to tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me a link and said, hey, brother, thought you'd enjoy this link. So he sent me the last album that came out from Abhorrent. They're on Willowtip Records.
Oh, nice.
And it was exactly, like, I don't remember what I had shared that made him think of me. And think of that album, but let me tell you, Snowy, I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Willowtip, yeah.
Intransigence. It is some wicked cool stuff, Snowy. Not gonna lie. It's got a couple guest spots, including one of the songs has a guest spot from Trevor Strad, Black Dahlia Murder.
Mm-hmm.
And was this just way off my radar? This came out back in 2015.
Holy shit. But how did we not know this? What the hell?
It's one of those things where I started listening to it. Like, I think I listened to the first couple songs when he had sent it to me. I'm like, this is dope. But I never actually purchased it. And I'm really big on buying and having my music. So I recently ordered and got the digital download for Intransigence by Abhorrent. And Snowy, if it's all right with you, I'd like to share a song with them.
Please, I want to hear this. Yeah,
we're gonna go with excluding the intro, the intro track. This is the opening track. This is The Elegance of Asymmetry.
Oh, visions of trouble devouring my eyes. But to realize the life that you set at
heart is hallucinating.
Just take it to your core. Set to the front like cerebral built of wood.
That is a cool track off of the new Noisome Cease to Exist. That is Eyes Pride Open. Great stuff, great band. You're going to want to run out and check that out as well, dude. Yeah, that Abhorrent track. Nice, 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 nice.
It just gets better from there. We gotta gotta give you a little taste.
There we go. Get you hooked. Get you hooked and then pull out the big guns. That's right. That's right. If you're going to get hooked on something, let it be music, particularly young kick-ass bands. As you may recall, the past little while, I have just been going apeshit over a really cool brutal death metal band out of the Trana area. Okay, $20 spin recording artist Tomb Mold last year took the metal underground by storm. Their latest record, Manner of Infinite Forms, was put out to an unsuspecting underground, and it just blew everyone away. Nothing but rave reviews from the press, made all sorts of wicked, you know, made appearances in top, you know, the end of the year, top album, blah, blah, blah. You name it, Tomb Mold were on in the ears, the hearts, and minds of all brutal underground fans the world over. And it is well deserved. It is well deserved. As I found out, not only ours is this a wicked band, okay, really cool guys as well, because they recently came through town. It gave me a wicked opportunity to speak to guitarist and main man Derek Velda. And I have to admit, yeah, they took the world by storm, but they actually were around, you know, a lot longer than I had known. Like, once I started putting this interview together and start doing my research, yeah, I do that. Sometimes it might not it might not come across, but yeah, we do have our shit together on this show. I noticed that, holy shit, you know, I gotta ask him this, I gotta ask him this, I gotta ask him this. And it turned out to be one hell of a chat to get us there. How about we drop a track from said wicked record? Let's just go with the title track to get us to our chat with Tomb Mold's Derek Velda. This is Manner of Infinite Forms. So I guess first and foremost, what we should get into is the success of your latest record, The Manner of Infinite Forms.
Yeah.
That, before we get into all of that, just the initial question is the response for it. In your eyes, how has that been?
Overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I mean, we like made that record. We thought it was like, oh, this is good. Like, pleased with the outcome. We were stoked on the art direction. We got Brad Moore to do the cover art for us, which we were really excited about because, like, years back he did the album cover for Ritual of Infinity by Morpheus Descends, which is, like, one of our favorite death metal records. So when we realized he could be an option for our work, we were like, holy shit, really? Like, that's sick. And he was awesome to work with. So everything was coming together nice. We were stoked on the artwork. Arthur Rizek, who mixed and mastered it, did a great job. We recorded it in Boxcar Studios, which is in Hamilton, Ontario. Sean, the engineer there, was awesome. So it was just like, it was easy because everyone we worked with was great, including Dave, who runs 20 Bucks Spin, who, like, at this point, I can't imagine being with another label in any capacity. Just the relationship we have is, like, terrific.
For sure.
So, you know, we were like, okay, this is nice. This is good. Sent it all to Dave, and he was like, you know, oh, this is great. We put up the pre-order. The pre-order sells out in, like, 2 days.
Wow.
And we were kind of like, oh, that's not supposed to happen. So we had to order, you know, Dave had to order more, and that was the first thing we were like, oh, like, people are really paying attention to this. We didn't expect that. We have no idea how to gauge, I guess, interest is, like, maybe the best way to put it.
Right.
I mean, in Toronto, it's not, you know, we can play a show and maybe only, like, 15 people could show up. Maybe we play one and, you know, 80 or 100 people show up. You never know. Like, we're not, I mean, I heard someone telling me, they're like, when your hometown doesn't care about you, like, you know you're doing it right. and that's not just us. Like, we have other bands that we tour with where they're like, yeah, like, we always do better in other cities than our own, which is just strange. But anyways, the record comes out and it kind of just, in our eyes, like, it blew up in a way we didn't see coming. And that's fine. I'm not mad about it. That's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
But we just weren't ready for it. And not in any bad way. Just like, oh, holy smokes. Like, people were really paying attention. And then it became this weird thing where, like, you know, we're on a bunch of year-end lists. And
I'm going to get into that.
And that was something, too. And just seeing, like, a lot of the reviews for it. And I don't love reading a lot of reviews. Only because, like, I don't want to be that person who obsesses over it. I know how the record sounds. Like, I wrote it. Like, it's fine. For me, the funnest part is watching the songs become real. Like, I write these songs just, like, on my couch while I'm watching basketball or playing video games. And then I take them to band practice. Max figures out what he's going to play drums over. The other dudes learn their parts. And then we go into the studio and it's like, all right, I'm going to put a lead here. You're going to put a lead there. We're going to do this, that. And then we hear it back and we're like, holy smokes. Like, what you did there is sick. And it's like, oh, what you did there is sick. And then it's like, it becomes like, this thing that starts off as a very, like, solitaire process that becomes, like, a team effort. And, like, the journey of that is the best part for me. So, like, that record could come out and everyone could have been like, yo, this sucks. And I would have been like, yo, I don't care. Like, I had fun making it.
Go listen to it a second time. I bet you change your mind.
But then, and then, like, yeah, it just, like, yeah, I don't know. Just, like, went over really well. Yeah. We were, like, just, we're still kind of in shock about it.
I kind of like the fact that you used overwhelming because I have that word here in my notes as well.
Oh,
so I
yeah.
think we're both kind of on thinking about the same thing with this. And you mentioned 20 Bucks Spin.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's one of the, for what, you know, like, it's 20, you know, it's 2019 now, and the industry has just changed so much since I was your age, okay?
For sure.
And, like, I don't know what, like, to me, that's being on a big label.
Sure.
Okay, and it's definitely nothing against Blood Harvest, so they're hanging it up soon. Yeah, so what I've heard. But is going on to $20 spin a quote-unquote promotion?
Sort of.
Yeah.
It was sort of a label that we were like, well, best case scenario, we could be on a label like that. And we didn't, like, the reason why we put out that first record with Blood Harvest is because he asked, he was like, do you want to do a record? And we're like, we're not even a real band. But like, yeah, sure. Like, we'll do it. Mm-hmm. We like, you know, we put out that first tape, Bottomless Perdition. It was just Max and I. And then we were like writing another demo tape. And then that offer came in. So we're like, all right, let's turn this demo into a full length. And then we did. We recorded it. And then just the two of us put it out. We got it all taken care of. And we were like, you know, like, for a thing, we kind of just like pieced together on a bit of a shoestring budget. We're like, you know, this is cool.
This is working out.
And then, and we didn't, but we still didn't know if people were paying attention. Then we went and played some shows elsewhere, and we're like, oh, people are like paying attention. Mm-hmm. And then on the first tour we did, we had recorded the first thing as a full band, which was the third tape we did called Cryptic Transmissions, which was two songs that would end up on Manor Different Forms. And at that point, I remember reaching out to Dave from 20 Bucks Spin to say, do you want any for wholesale? And he was like, hey, do you guys need a hand?
No, we're all good.
Okay. Do you need a, like, do you want any for wholesale? And he was like, yeah, for sure. And he was like, also, like, if you ever want to work together, let me know. And then I was like, oh, really? Like, okay. Because we had, like, I hadn't really tried to reach out to other labels. I reached out to one, I won't say who, and they basically were like, yeah, maybe. I don't know if you, like, fit my vibe. And at that point, I was like, okay, fine, it's fine.
He's kicking himself now.
Maybe, but that's okay. And, like, so we talked about it as a band, and there was no real, like, debate about it. It was just like, yeah, let's just do it. And he, you know, he was like, yeah, like, let's make sure we do your next record, like, proper. Like, I want it to be good. I want the artwork to be amazing. I want it to sound great. Like, you know, make, like, a record that's going to sound like a classic death metal record. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So we did. And
so, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, cool. And, but yeah, and, like, his label is great. He runs a terrific label, and it's just him and one other person, and they do a great job. And not just that, like, their distro is awesome, and he's a great guy.
For sure.
And so, yeah, and, like, it became, like, turned from, like, a working relationship to, like, a friendship. And
excellent. I don't
know. You can't put a price on that shit. So,
no, you can't.
No.
That makes things so much better.
Yeah.
Just, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
What's the average age? You guys are quite young.
So I'm 30.
Really?
Yeah. I just looked.
Jesus, dude, I was going to cart you when you walked into this bar.
No. Now I'm Ponce de Leon. I found the fountain. Yeah. You know?
Okay, that blows Max, away my whole question.
Max is 24.
Oh, okay.
But we've been playing in bands on and off since he was like 16, 17. He's just always been a terrific drummer.
Oh, okay.
And then Payson, the other guitar player, is 33. And Steve turns 40 this year, so.
Oh, okay, I was way off.
Yeah.
You guys just come across as so much younger, and take that as a compliment.
Yeah,
I know the girls love it, but it's, you know, but.
Yeah, no, we like, I mean, I think we all have like a bit of youthful energy.
Oh, for
sure. And like we really try to make sure that like when we're out and about playing shows that we're approachable and friendly, and we're not like bitter people and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like we're stoked, you know what I mean? Like, so, and yeah, like we're not very stiff when we play and stuff like that. So I think people are just like, I think we're younger than we are. Max is like definitely still young though, but not really.
Right on. You guys, okay, like you guys were the Cinderella story, I call it, of 2018.
Sure.
This year coming up, though, you guys got some really cool stuff coming up, including the Decibel Metal and Beer Festival.
Yep.
Coming up April 13th in Philly.
Philly.
Yeah, yeah. And when you see the lineup, like Trypticon, Obituary,
yeah.
Exhorter, Deceased, all these legendary bands and all that, and you're going to be elbow to elbow with these guys. That
yeah.
is, that must be just mind-blowing right now.
It's cool. It's definitely like, I don't know, I it's funny, I haven't really thought of it that much, but like, it wouldn't be like the first big show we've played.
Mm-hmm.
So like the audience size is not an intimidating thing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I find smaller audiences more intimidating than bigger audiences. You can see everybody.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But no, it'll definitely be cool. But like, yeah, not, it doesn't freak me out. It doesn't intimidate me. It's just more so like, oh, cool, we're going to play a show and then see some sick bands.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And like Obituary will play Cause of Death front to back.
Yeah.
I wish they could get James Murphy to play with them, but I think he's got some pretty tough health related issues right
yeah,
now. But like,
it's not good.
I mean, he's what makes that record good.
For sure.
Let's not beat around the bush here.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that knowing you're going, like, you have the opportunity to play in front of the guys from Deceased, from Obituary, Tom Warrior, does a situation like that, does that, as a musician, does that get you more psyched, for lack of a better word?
Not really.
No?
No, I find, it depends, like, those things, like, are cool to me in a vacuum. But there's other, I think there's like other, like, I think we've interacted with other like people that are not on the same level as them, but we just, it just hits closer to home to us. Like smaller bands that we listened to when we were teenagers, like maybe like some like of those, like the faster, like West Coast, like Power Violence, like hardcore stuff, like the really grindy shit that came out from there. Like when we've interacted with people from that scene, it's like, man, like I like was listening to that stuff so much when I was a teenager, and that stuff put me onto bands like Terrorizer and whatnot. So it's just like more like the gateway stuff, I think, is like what appeals to us more. But like it'll be cool. But like I don't know. Like, and you know what? Because like sometimes you play with bigger bands and they just don't care,
mm-hmm.
and that's fine. They don't have to care. And if they care, that's sick. Like, I mean, like,
sure.
we've definitely spotted a couple like older dudes from way back when at shows, and we're like, oh, that's nice. But we try not to treat it any differently than the young person that comes up to us and buys a shirt and tells us how much they like our record. I think that means more to us than anything else.
Ultimately, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah.
For sure. Now, you mentioned various year-end lists, and I noticed that as well. And
yeah.
It's like, wow, that you got this. This is just fantastic, particularly Decibel's Top 40.
It was
number 17.
Something like that.
Yeah, and that's nice, but still, at the end of the day, like, can you, what can you do with something like that, apart from just a nice ego stroke?
If anything, it's just like, it's the thing that I fear with music now is music's really accessible, and that's great. You know, it's great that a 15-year-old kid can hear a band and maybe see a guy on stage wearing a shirt of another band and be like, what's that band like?
That's how we did it back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a lot. You know, back then you might have to like order the record or the CD. You might have to mail like you know, do money order or something. Now, like, you can go on Spotify or YouTube and find that band, and that's great. But now we have an ability to consume music on such a large scale that it's just like cool that publications recognize our record as a good record. And it's cool when we see people listening to it and being like, this is good. How many times are you listening to it, though? Like, do you listen to it once and then just kind of put it on the back burner?
Well, I get pounded with, like, just labels are saying.
Yeah.
I got sent over 200 albums.
Oh, I bet.
last year, and I gave your record a spin, and I checked out some of your earlier stuff on Bandcamp. And when I knew you, when I saw you guys were coming, and just the whole thing to do with the band, it's like, okay, I have to do something with these guys. We're so stoked that you guys are here.
But it's like, so I think if anything, it's just like, oh, that's cool. Well, like, you know, on to the next one. Like, I think again, it's just like, I'm so close to it that like, at this point, I don't know, like it, I like it. I'm grateful for it, but it just is like, okay, well, like let's keep doing this. Like, let's just keep making music. That's why we're doing this, you know? And I think the other thing too is because like people are just like, "What do you mean you're putting out? What do you, like, you recorded your third record? Can you just put out Manner of Infinite Forms?" And it's like, "Yeah, but like, clock's ticking, man. Like, we're not gonna do this forever. Like, we would rather just like swing for the fences, do a bunch of stuff, and then go from there. Like, you know, we're all in different points in our life too. So this isn't something that can become a full-time thing for us.
Yeah. There's no one in the, no one is making any money unless you're Aerosmith like this.
Yeah, trust me.
I don't see a dime off of this.
No, like
for sure.
I think when we make money off tour, it basically just makes up for the time we missed at work. So it's like, well, we came out even. That's sick. We didn't lose money.
Didn't lose anything.
Like, yeah, not losing money is cool. That's it, though.
Yeah. I'm glad you were kind of mentioning like old school ideas and mentalities and all that. So, you being a good Canadian boy, okay, I wanna. And yeah, I was thinking maybe I was gonna challenge you, but you're more mature and more experienced than I was originally giving you credit for. So I just want to play a little bit of word association here, just to kind of test your mettle, shall we say?
Sure.
Okay, just off the top of your head, when I say the band Slaughter,
Strapado.
Yeah.
Just. Yeah. Sick.
All right.
Yeah, it's great.
Sacrifice.
Not a band I got super into ever.
No.
No, they're more like a thrashy band, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I like only flirted with thrash. It was just like a. It was this weird thing where it's like, no, I like thrash metal, death metal, I don't like the vocals. And someone's like, yeah, you like Terrorizer, it's Hack of Morbid Angel. And I was like, oh, you're right. And then I just kind of put it behind. And I never got into Sacrifice. I've heard them over the years.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, then you'll probably say the same with Razor.
I like Razor.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I do like Razor.
And finally, I'm glad you mentioned basketball. In some time in your lifetime, you think you'll ever see the Leafs win the Stanley Cup?
I mean, if they're going to, this is the time, right? With the roster they have. Is this like the 1 year? Like, are they going to lose anybody in free agency next year? Like, who's up for rookie extensions? Probably Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner. Those guys are going to have to get paid. But they're good. But we were talking about this earlier where it's just like, yo, like we could meet Boston in the first round and they could just smoke us. Because Boston's like always sneaky good. They just don't show it in the regular season. They're always a threat though. Yeah.
For sure.
I think they have a better shot at winning a title than the Raptors do. And if the Raptors are going to do it, this is the year to do it. But it's not going to be easy.
I would like to see the Leafs do it sometimes in my generation, but not this year. Jets all the way.
Yeah.
Jets all the way. And finally, I'll let you get on with your evening here. Give someone a shout out. Anyone. Say hi to someone.
We'll just shout out 20 Bucks Spin for supporting us the way they have.
Excellent.
Eternally grateful.
I couldn't resist. Had to drop some Tumold label mates in Torture Rack from their latest record, Malefic Humiliation, that is masked in leeches. And before that, okay, like, yes, this record is just is killing it. Everyone's loving it. It's just, you know, I'm stumbling on my words, just how much of an impact this band is making. But Tumold, just, they don't seem to be satisfied with just one wicked record, because if you go on to Bandcamp right now, they've put out all of their older stuff that got them to their wicked deal with $20, and all of that is available now, and it's like, we have to definitely point our listeners into that direction. So check out Tumold on Bandcamp, and you will hear Cerulean Salvation, a title track from one of their cool indie releases. We cannot recommend them enough. So run, don't walk. Whenever Tumold is in your neck of the woods, and Manner of Infinite Forms is definitely a record that you should have in your collection, and you should be cranking it regularly, and you should be annoying your neighbors, because chances are your neighbor is not as cool as mine. So they probably need a lot of Tumold and a lot of brutal death in their life. What we need in our life, and it's a never-ending thing, it's a constant need, it's a constant addiction, and that's brand new metal.
Need new shit to listen to.
And a good place to get that is our Indie Spotlight.
We're always on the lookout for fresh new talent. Check out this Indie Spotlight.
Not only is Tio Chirana, T-Dot, the Big Smoke, not only is that known for brutal, wicked death metal, it's just a metal city in general. Case in point, tonight's Indie Spotlight band, One Blackguard. This band actually came to my attention, a couple years ago now. I know they've crossed Canada more than once, and I've seen them live, really impressed. And when their latest indie release, Storm, which will be available April 12th, came across my desk, it's like, okay, definitely have to give Blackguard some love. And even more snowy attention grabbing was their song By My Hand, which featured none other than Morgan Lander from the Mighty Kitty providing vocals on that. So if you don't mind me being a big Kitty fan, case in point, a couple episodes ago, I tapped that particular song. So without further ado, in tonight's Indie Spotlight from Trana, this is Blackguard with By My Hand. Right on, right on. That is some cool stuff. That is Toronto's Blackguard in tonight's Indie Spotlight. Great stuff. Glad you enjoyed them. And check them out. Facebook.com/Blackguard Band. All one word. And of course, Blackguard MTL. Oh, shit. I fucked up big time. They're not from Toronto. They're from Montreal. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Snowy.
Oh,
we do our research here. We got our shit together.
we
dropped. Obviously. We do not.
Mental error.
obviously the geographical department. There were some budget cuts, and Snowy just likes to ignore that part of Canada anyway.
That's a blonde moment. No, I have it written down here. They're from Montreal, but for some reason I had it in my head they're from Toronto, I guess.
Toronto, that's where they're from.
apologies.
You got Toronto on the brain. You got
I guess so. I guess so. Between Two Mold and the Slaughter anniversary and all that, I guess. I wonder if the Maple Leafs are playing tonight. I bet you they are. Gonna have to check it out. Okay. Yeah, that is facebook.com/Blackguard Band and blackguardmtl.bandcamp.com for Montreal's Blackguard.
The true province of Canada.
Okay. You know what? I have this saying whenever I screw up, okay? If that's the worst thing I did today, that's not bad.
I tell people that at work all the time. Especially the new people are like, I think I really screwed up. It's like, listen, if that's the worst thing you do the whole day, A plus.
That's right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Well, my friend, like I said, not a lot going on in the metal world, but I think we added to it quite nicely this week. How can people get a hold of us?
I prefer by my lapels, but by a shoulder works too. Radioactive Metal. Are we a .net?
We are .org.
Yeah. We're .org because we're organized and we're an organization. RadioactiveMetal.org, Facebook /RadMetal, search Radioactive Metal will pop up. Instagram and Twitter. Maybe we're on Twitter. RadMetal666. And while you're doing that, make sure you also follow up with all the True Cult Coffee social medias, trvekvltcoffee.com, trve.kvlt.coffee on Instagram. Also want to take a moment to thank Rich, the Pure Rock Radio, for having the show. And thank you to the Shining Wizards Network for also spreading the word about this fine, geographically challenged programming.
Apparently, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Shining Wizards Network. There's just so many awesome shows.
There's a lot of wrestling talk, and it is, it's the big wrestling events coming up. It's going to be the big Hoorah weekend soon.
Oh, yeah, right.
For all the wrestling. The wrestling.
So if that's your thing, you're going to want to get ready for WrestleMania by checking out the Shining Wizards Network. Not only just for the wrestling, but there's, where the kick-ass music show on the network. There's lifestyles, there's pop culture, there's all sorts of things. It's all your one-stop shopping. And before we get on out of here, I want to throw it out there and ask all of our listeners, wherever you find... wherever you're finding this show, we'd like you to go onto the site, find us, rate us, give us 5 stars, however it is that you do it, we would really appreciate it, because it's just little things like that that mean so much in getting us out to not only to all the fine folks that are cool enough to listen to us now, but we want to get them. We're always looking to get us out to even more
word of
ears.
Mouth is free.
And word of mouth is free, definitely. Let's go out on a, you know what, like I said, that new Rotting Christ record is fucking awesome. Yeah. From the Heretics record, let's go with Heaven and Hell and Fire. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. This has been a tomendous episode of Radioactive Metal. I'm Snowy White.
This is Will.
Signing off.
The mind is a universe. It can make a heaven of hell, a hell of heaven.
RadioactiveMetal.org, or go to iTunes for past episodes and write a review. Listen to us live every Thursday night on PureRockRadio.net. You can also listen to us on Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and all other podcast aggregators. You can purchase the music featured in this episode by going to RadioactiveMetal.org and clicking on the episode link. Leave us a voicemail. We want to hear from you. Call 321-80-HEAVY or 321-804-3289. We may even play it on the show. Email us at radmetal666@gmail.com with suggestions or for indie spotlight submissions. Follow us at facebook.com/radmetal, twitter.com/radmetal666, and instagram.com/radioactivemetal. This has been a presentation of Radioactive Metal. It's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Today you'll be with me in paradise.
Heaven or shit! I do not believe in the creed professed by the church, by any church that I know. My own mind is my own church.